The News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned in as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. The Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, under the Ministry of Home Affairs in the Government of India, has announced a requirement of 3 accountants for its headquarters in New Delhi. The posts are on deputation with a salary of ₹35,400 to ₹1,12,400 revised in the pay matrix level 6. The eligible candidates should have qualified subordinate account service, SAS, or equivalent examination from any of the organized accounts departments such as the Indian Audit and Accounts Department, Indian Defence Accounts Department, Indian Railways Accounts Department, or should hold analogous posts under the central government departments on regular basis. They should also have undergone training in cash and accounts from ISTM. The deputation period will be of 3 years, which may be increased or decreased, and the maximum age limit for deputation will be 56 years as on the date of receipt of the application. To apply for the post, the nominations should be sent to Assistant Inspector General, ESTT, Central Industrial Security Force, Block No. 13, CGO Complex, Lodi Road, New Delhi, 11003, within 30 days from the date of the publication. The competent authority will verify the above particulars from the service records of the individual and certify that they are correct. They should also certify that no disciplinary proceedings, departmental inquiries is either pending or contemplated against the individual and that their integrity is certified. For those who want to join National Atlas and Thematic Mapping Organization, NATMO, the Ministry of Science and Technology, Department of Science and Technology invites applications for the prestigious position of Joint Director on deputation basis. This General Central Service, Group A gazetted, non-ministerial post offers an excellent opportunity to contribute to NATMO, a prominent organization headquartered in Kolkata, with 2 positions available. Candidates will be appointed at level 12 in the pay matrix of 78,800 to 2,09,200 rupees. Eligible candidates from central government, state government, union territories, union territory administration, autonomous or statutory organizations, public sector undertakings, recognized universities, or research institutions are encouraged to apply. Applicants must meet the eligibility criteria, including holding an analogous post on a regular basis in the parent cadre or department, or having 5 years' service rendered after appointment to the post on a regular basis in a post equivalent to level 11 in the pay matrix. The maximum age limit for appointments by deputation should not exceed 56 years as on the closing date of the receipt of application. The last date of the receipt of application is 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News, that is the Rozgar Samachar. For application format and further details, you may visit https://dst.gov.in/announcement/recent-announcements. For inquiries, you may contact Dinesh Chandra, Under Secretary, Government of India, Ministry of Science and Technology, Department of Science and Technology, Technology Bhavan, New Mehroli Road, New Delhi, 110016. Archaeological Survey of India invites applications for the prestigious position of Senior Library and Information Officer, a General Central Service, Group A, gazetted, non-ministerial post in level 12 of the pay matrix 78,800 to 2,09,200 rupees. The selected candidates will be appointed through composite method, deputation including short-term contract plus promotion, from eligible officers under the central government, state government, union territories, universities, public sector undertakings and other recognized institutions. Applicants must hold a master's degree in library science or library and information science from a recognized university or institute, along with 10 years of professional experience in a library under central or state government, autonomous or statutory organization or similar institutions. Desirable qualifications include experience in computerizing library activities, selecting, cataloging and classifying archaeology-related literature, and a diploma in computer application. The maximum age limit for appointment by deputation should not exceed 56 years, as on the closing date of the receipt of applications. The duties of the senior library and information officer include heading the Central Archaeological Library, providing technical advice to circle/branch office libraries, examining additions to the library collection, supervising cataloging and accessing work, classifications of the library collection and facilitating library facilities for readers. Additional responsibilities include book preservation, parliament work, registration of dealers for books and periodicals, and periodic inspection of circle branch office libraries. This is an excellent opportunity to contribute to the preservation and dissemination of archaeological knowledge and literature. For detailed eligibility criteria and application procedure, refer to the official notification available on the employment newspaper dated 11th to the 17th. ICAR, Indian Agricultural Research Institute, New Delhi, invites applications for the position of Young Professionals 2, YP2, on a contractual basis under the NASF-funded project, Enhancing Abiotic Stress Tolerance in Wheat and Pearl Millet, Insights from Integrated Genetic, Epigenetic, Physiological and Molecular Interventions at the Division of Seed Science and Technology. Interested candidates are requested to submit their complete CV detailing academic record and experience along with self-attested photocopies of supporting documents. Applications must be sent as a single PDF file to sudipta_basu@yahoo.com by 20th May 2024. For detailed information, please visit www.iari.res.in. This is indeed a remarkable opportunity to contribute to cutting-edge research aimed at enhancing abiotic stress tolerance in key cereal crops. To revolutionize agricultural practices and ensure food security for future generations. For inquiries, do visit www.iari.res.in. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.